Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I am John Jacob Schmidt. This is a Radio Free Redoubt production. We are unabashedly, unapologetically Christian and patriot, and in that order. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
That's right. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there, and welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday, where we're going to thoroughly enjoy thrashing the commies.
Indeed.
On Thursday today.
Yes.
Yes. And gosh, where do you even, we always say this, where do you start? Well, it's, God, we could start anywhere.
Pick one.
Just, I know.
Pick one. I'm looking at one right now. This previously 44th president, who shall not be named, appointed, of course, several judges. One of those judges blocked an Arkansas trans youth treatment ban. A federal judge on Wednesday temporarily blocked enforcement of the Arkansas ban on gender-confirming treatments for transgender youth. This is mutilation. This is wrong. While a lawsuit challenging the prohibition succeeds. So the ACLU filed a lawsuit in May asking U.S. District Judge Jay Moody in Little Rock to strike down the law that made Arkansas the first state to forbid doctors from providing gender-confirming hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or sex reassignment surgery to anyone under 18 years old.
Wow. And so a judge suspended that
right.
for this case. That's
right.
That's highly
not fair. Not fair.
Highly suspect.
Because it's, you know, violates their constitutional rights. Well, because, you know, in the Constitution it says you have the right to, you know, change the sex that God gave you when he formed you in the womb.
Right.
Right.
Well, and, you know, technically you do have that right to destroy your body, but not, you shouldn't be allowed to unless you're at least considered an adult. I mean,
well,
that's,
you've got these kids that are, I mean, they're children. I mean, they don't get the chance to say, oh, this was a really dumb decision. And
right.
Now I'm, you know, look what I've done to myself.
Yep, permanently.
And, you know, the adults that allow it is just, well, I better not say anymore.
Yeah, I know. that's just the beginning of today.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So there's a commie that needs to be thrashed. Pretty much, I would venture to guess any judge that was appointed by the 44th president who shall not be named probably needs just to be removed from office.
Oh, well, so many of them do. Yeah. So many judges are really lawless at this point. And, you know, like we were talking with a friend recently, and we were describing there are actually two standing governments in the United States right now that are in absolute conflict with one another.
Right.
We have the, you know, the communist coup takeover regime, and they are not upholding any of our constitutional laws whatsoever because they're communists and they're in a takeover mode.
Yep.
And so, but they're sitting in the highest seat in the land, you know, illegitimately, but they're still sitting in that seat and dictating as though they had the legal authority to do what they're doing.
Occupying.
Occupying is a great word. And so then we have everything that is American truly and belongs there is being just set off.
Yep.
And until we rectify it.
Yeah, we need a revival, I'll tell you that. Man,
boy, no
do we
kidding.
Need one.
Yep. Well, we need a revival and then we need to all recommit, just like Ezra 9:10 that I have written in my book that we all need to, our pastors and our leadership and all of the citizens need to recommit to God,
yes,
the Constitution,
yes,
and the country, and commit to following through with prosecuting all of these people that are illegally in these positions right now as communists, because
right.
It is truly a violation of the law, of
yeah,
the constitutional law, Article 4,
yeah.
Section 4.
If they're on those, so. If they're in those positions upholding unlawfulness,
yep.
Then they're illegitimate.
Yep. Well, even if they're in those positions at all and they're communists, I mean, even if they're
right.
even if they were just in there secretly, you know, and trying not to ruffle any feathers and go along with the American constitutional system, even then they shouldn't be allowed to even be there because they've always got an agenda.
Right.
They will always have an agenda.
Yeah. Always so, have.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, let's, I'll tell you what, let's get into the word of the day because, well, a great way to start. I think yesterday we were like dove right into it in like in the first 2 minutes.
I know we were just on top of it.
Yeah. I just want to throw that out there. It's a good way to set the stage for Thrash a Commie Thursday. We got commies after our children. That's
yes,
unacceptable.
I know. I agree. Totally. We need to stop them. We need to stop every sort of this communist evil in our nation right now. Yeah. So
someone was quoted saying, if you're not indoctrinating your children, then someone else is.
Yes. Right.
So step up and take responsibility and do it. And I'm not talking about somebody out there. Well, I do. You said to do it. And I do. Well, I'm not talking to you.
Right.
There's plenty of people out there that aren't. I want my child to make their own decisions.
Yeah, and the school will certainly help them do that.
Oh, yeah.
The communist core has all sorts of plans for them and how they should think.
Right.
So the word of the day comes to us today for Thrash a Commie Thursday from Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 through 14, which read, "When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, 'Hear and understand, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man.' Then his disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' But he answered and said, 'Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch.'"
Well, isn't that the truth?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Well, and so that's an interesting statement there where he said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted.
Hmm.
What exactly was he referring to there? It does. I'm not sure that I even know. Do you?
No.
Okay.
Not without studying it. I mean,
right? Yeah,
because
my
on the spot there. Right?
Well, my notes don't say anything at all, and so I was just hoping that maybe you would have some kind of insight into that. But
well, I mean, you know, I've read this scripture before, and I think that it's one of those things that will be left for a time. It's kind of like the parable of the seeds that get scattered, some on good, you know, fertile soil, some on rocky ground, some among the weeds. And, you know, saying, what if it grows up among the weeds? Do you pluck it out? You pluck out the weeds? No, you're going to tear out the good plants with the weeds. Just let them grow. And when the time comes, you separate them, right?
Right.
You harvest. So I think that the time is coming when that the Lord did not plant is going to be uprooted. So right now it's allowed to grow.
Well, and in reference, especially to not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. And so uprooting, well, and it, of course the people are referred to as wheat and tares. And so those plants that are, I guess, defiling themselves with their own words, maybe those are the plants he will be uprooting, you
right.
know? So I guess, instead of the literal sense of, you know, I'm thinking food,
right?
I'm thinking like GMO stuff, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure he didn't mean that literally at all. I'm sure it probably was referring to the people.
Yeah.
That,
and on this one, I wish I would have read before. This was one I wish I would have known what the word of the day was so I could dive into it a little bit deeper beforehand. I hate when I misspeak. Like, I don't know, we were talking last week about the Gog and Magog, and I had two battles mixed up in my head, and so I was referring to one that it was really the, it was not the Battle of Gog and Magog, but I threw something out there with one battle in mind, you know, that's going to take place in the future. And one of the listeners said, where is that again in the Bible? And I got looking, and I realized what I did. So that's one of the dangers of being on public radio,
yes,
live radio, and you're like,
when you misspeak, like not too long ago, I was referring to the January 6th event, and I said the June 6th event. I was
right.
so disgusted.
You don't realize
until
you listen to yourself afterward. You listen to the podcast. You're like, don't. I didn't say that.
Yeah, because it's too late to correct it. You can't do anything about it at that point when you realize it.
We make mistakes. Our hearts are in the right place, but and we try to double check ourselves. But every now and then,
and
you
we'll
come,
admit
you
it.
Come and do this and do any better, huh?
Well, so. we at least we're willing to admit it and correct it when we do make those mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, our listeners are awesome too because they do when they have pointed things out. It's out of love. You know, they're totally on our side and they're right there with you and they're
nice about it.
Yeah.
You know, unlike, you know, the other side of people where there's maybe cursing or swearing or whatever. We don't get those kinds of emails.
No, our listeners, they look out for us. Yep. We appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you all kindly.
Yes. Okay. So I know you've got several things lined up, for, Thoracic Commie Thursday, and there are some things that are kind of exciting you were mentioning before, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about those.
Yeah, big time. Did you want me to go ahead and dive right in?
Well, let's see here. Yeah, we got enough time. We got a couple of minutes before the break. I also do still have that Washington State emergency order for this drought. I could throw that out there really quick too. This is something while you're prepping your.
I'm ready.
Are you? Okay. Well, then.
No, go ahead.
Stop.
Go ahead.
Nope.
No. Mm-hmm. I like yours. No,
okay. Okay. The Department of Ecology, the Washington State Department of Ecology, boo. Okay. They have issued, according to Governor Inslee, a drought 2021 emergency declaration. And this is something that we need to watch very closely. Be prepared to get a hold of your elected officials, your county commissioners, and watch very carefully what they're trying to do. Because the formal drought declaration allows us to provide emergency drought relief by expediting processes of emergency drought permits. What is an emergency drought permit?
Right.
Okay. Right. Processing temporary transfers of water rights.
Yikes.
This raises red flags. Speaking of red flags,
yes,
you know, we're under red flag warning right now because of, you know, fire conditions. Well, here's a red flag for you. What does the Department of Ecology mean when they say processing temporary transfer of water rights? They've been after water for a long time. They projected this. They told us this is, we're all water. We're having a water crisis. We might have to really control people's water. And this actually has happened a few years ago with the, what was it over in Washington they were calling it? It was anyway, it finally got overturned, but they were limiting. No new wells,
right.
And you can only pull so much water for agriculture, for livestock and your crops, and it was a major limitation on water. So they'll try every sneaky thing they can get.
What they did with that one, too, was they limited everybody to something like 2,500 gallons per day or something when we actually already had the right to 5,000.
Right.
And so then once they lifted that, they gave everybody back 2,500 and they kept 2,500. Right. And so everybody went, oh, thank goodness. Now we're, you know, at least we've got our water back. And I went, no, you just lost half your water rights.
Well, here's a couple more in here. Providing funding assistance for public entities, municipalities, irrigation districts, PUDs, etc. This is where people's pockets get lined. You know, there needs to be, hopefully there's some oversight here, and there will be some auditing, and there will be third party looking to make sure that this isn't, you know, taking care of their buddies type of a thing.
Right.
Which happens so often. There's a reason why we're cynical. All right. And then finally, listen to this, regulating junior water rights to protect senior water rights.
Wow.
Who gets to determine who's junior and who's senior?
Right. Well, and those were the senior water rights, especially were the ones that Ecology was really after. And so,
So they're going to regulate junior water rights. That's you and me. We're never going to be senior water rights users,
that's
right?
That's right, right.
And you know, are these people players in this big game here? It's just something to be very aware of and very leery of.
Absolutely, yeah. And anytime, oh my gosh, it's such a tangled, horrible mess to ever get involved in. And I I feel sorry for anybody that has to go up against the state in trying to defend their water.
Daunting, really. We need the legislature to put pressure on them. This is probably the fastest direct route short term.
But they won't. Legislature will not, because Department of Ecology has its fingers into all of the legislative bills. And in fact, they pushed their own bills. And so, and I saw that there firsthand. And so the chance of ever getting any legislation passed to protect the person against that is, I mean, little to none.
Right.
I would highly encourage any legislator that is willing to, but, you know, from what we saw, that was, boy, mm-hmm. they legislate. And they can't. That's not their job. Department of an agency can't legislate, you know.
Right.
But yet they don't do it themselves. They get all of their own pet legislators to do it for them.
Right. So, but even within the agency themselves, agencies themselves, they are outside of a republic form of government, because they are own executive branch, their own legislative branch, and their own judicial branch.
Right.
As long as they get the stamp from the legislature every year, they free reign.
Yep.
I mean, they are actually operating. They are carrying out executive, legislative, and judicial functions.
Yes.
They get to pass the rules. Right. They get to enforce the rules and decide whether or not you are in violation of those rules. And they are the ones you have to go to for arbitration.
Yeah.
And it's what a racket.
And where you go for arbitration, it's ran by three DOE attorneys that they're like retired DOE attorneys.
Right.
And so these three are the people that are going to decide whether you should be, you know, given a pass or not.
Yeah.
You know, it's the biggest farce there is. In fact, they're trying to say that replaces your due process.
Oh yeah.
And so they've provided a due process.
This is your due process.
Yeah, this is your due
process. You have to go through our kangaroo court, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, real quick before we take a break, then we kind of ran a little long on that, but it's really good stuff to be covering for people to be aware of.
Yep.
If you have an active property rights group in your area, you know, this. Hopefully folks are watching this one very closely. Everything can be justified under the umbrella of an emergency.
Right?
We've
That's
seen
right.
that.
Yep.
Okay, so what do you got for us? A couple things or one in particular?
Well, yeah, we've got from Florida again. Three cheers for Governor DeSantis again. He calls on the Cuban military to turn on ruling communist regime is the name of this
Whoa.
Title of this article. Yeah, so you got that right. He calls on the Cuban military to turn on the ruling communist regime. That just blew me away. That's outstanding for him to do that.
Wow.
And so it says here, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis called on the Cuban military to join demonstrators and overthrow the country's communist regime, saying the country can be renewed with new leadership. Ding, ding, ding. Imagine that.
Say.
Yes.
That is a bold, bold move for...
That's a leader right there.
Yeah, an elected official to be called... Now you are venturing into international... what do you call it? International policy type... I'm not sure what there's a word for it. I can't think of it, but that's major.
That's exactly what a leader would do.
Right.
They would take bold steps in the right direction and give the right kind of advice just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And if the military are truly loyal to their nation, especially we're in a country where you have an oath, you know, to uphold and defend a constitution, you know, who knows what
That's
kind
right.
of thing might happen.
That's right. I mean, if you're protecting your nation, you have to do things
right.
that mean you're going to protect your people from invaders, invasion,
right. Right.
You know, all of that stuff. So
some might even call that pretty extreme. But what is more extreme than having communists in rule?
Exactly.
Ruling over. I mean, the communists took over Cuba.
Yep.
And they've been ruling people with an iron fist with their boots on their throat for 40 years. So in
That's right.
any country where communists take over, you can count on there being oppression of the people. So are you going to put up with it for a year or two or 40?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so DeSantis was asked Thursday about the possibility of the United States intervening following historic protests in which thousands of people took to the streets of Havana, the capital, and other cities. Protesters appeared to be demonstrating against decades of authoritarian rule while calling for Communist Party leader Miguel Canel Diaz ouster. The best role for military, the Cuban military, is to realize that time's up, that you can't keep doing the bidding of a repressive dictatorship that is not governing with the consent of the governed, DeSantis told a reporter in response. And so clearly this is a dictatorship that is lost. Not that they ever had it, but clearly they don't have the consent of the governed now, he said.
Yeah, and now they're dragging people they've identified through their Stasi tactics. Take a note of that, citizens. To identify leaders of the protesters, including pastors, and executing them. Reports are coming out.
Yep, they are doing that right now in Cuba. And also he said, and so I think that the best thing would be for those militaries, particularly some of the younger military folks, to understand you can really be heroic in this, he said. You can play an instrumental role in founding a free Cuba, refounding the country and a free republic. And that will be something that will help millions of people. And that will somehow be something that will cause you to live in the history books.
Absolutely.
Woo-hoo!
That is awesome. coming from a sitting governor in the United States.
Yep.
That's what, 90 miles away from Cuba.
My gosh, I just want to give that guy a pat on the back and say, congratulations. No, you're on top of it.
That's right. Well, good for him. All right. Well, now we definitely have to take a break. So we'll go ahead and do that now. This segment is brought to you by Katie Armor. Come and take it. That's C-A-T-I, serious body armor for serious times. I think you guys all know these are serious times. So get your Patriot owned or Patriot produced in America body armor from katiearmor.com. We'll be back right after these messages. We've got a new one here. Listen up.
Let's go back to its origins. At the end of 1949, the USSR created the GDR, and 4 months later, this new state created the Stasi, with one objective: to keep only one party, the SED, the Socialist Unity Party, in power. It was a Marxist-Leninist party that was to the left of what we call the left today. All communications were monitored. The Stasi read letters and listened to telephone conversations, and special monitoring was reserved for investigating potential dissidents. Their homes were bugged, of course, without any warrants or controls. The citizens of the GDR were completely lacking in basic rights.
We are in regular touch with these social media platforms. We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, giving you the home field advantage at your home, your place of business, or your vehicles with customized professional training, tactical training. Great folks. Check them out at strategicself-defense.com. Also, Minutemen Coffee, man, we're hoping they'll be able to make it. They were supposed to debut their new trailer, but they're in a major move right now. And plus the stuff that the other rifle coffee place totally nose dive bombed their faces right into the ground.
Yeah.
They're getting slammed with orders. And they're like, we don't know if we'll be able to make it to the Red Pill Festival. We cannot even get our heads above water. And so breaking off.
Wow.
To do that, we're like, we don't know what we're going to do, but we might not be able to make it. So,
God bless those people.
Yeah, God bless them. If they can't be there, then good for them.
That's right. I know.
But
that's,
if they can, we'd love to see them again. But
that's
cool.
A positive.
We'll catch them on the next one. Right?
Yep.
Man, we've got more Wiffle Bat action going on. I mean, well, no, we're just going to thrash, right? We're past Wiffle Bat. That's still yesterday. Okay, so what do you got for us?
Well, okay, so listen to this. We've got a Wisconsin lawmaker calls for full forensic audit after the Georgia and Arizona updates.
Hallelujah. So, one more domino.
Yes, that's a good thing. But here's for the thrashing, everyone. North Carolina State Board of Election denies audit request. Really?
Whoa.
Really? So what's going on with North Carolina anyway, right? It says here, citing overriding federal authority under the Cyber and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, the North Carolina Board of Elections has denied a North Carolina House Freedom Caucus request to examine voting machines. Chairman of the caucus, Representative Keith Kidwell, a Republican from Beaufort, told the Epoch Times that although there is a statute that requires state employees to comply with requests for data from the North Carolina General Assembly, Karen Brinson Bell, executive director of the Elections Board, declined the request to inspect voting equipment used in the November 2020 election in a July 7th letter.
Wow.
She said, before the denial, the HFC met with the Board of Elections twice, and Kidwell added that the election systems and software, the largest election vendor for North Carolina, agreed to provide access to three voting systems its manufacturers. At the time, ES&S indicated that they would be willing to take any inspected system at a randomly selected precinct by the HFC and certify the equipment so that there would be no cost to the Board of Election or county, Kidwell said. And so they're trying to say that we would not invade, compromise, or damage the machines, Kidwell said in the press conference. The only thing that would happen is the ES&S service technician would open, show us, and allow us to see that there are no modems in the machines. So they're trying to say, oh, no, they were certified as safe and everything before we even had the election.
Right. We were told that before, and we had demonstrations where people were in the machines, remotely hacked.
Right, yep.
And they're, what do they want to hide?
I know.
I mean, no, don't look. Don't look behind that cabinet. It's a cybersecurity issue. We can't allow you to look behind the curtain.
Right.
Those people. All right. Well, we're out of time. You guys, man, be blessed and join us right here tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
That's right. Have a thankful Thrashakami Thursday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.